1230 WDBZ. When you hear that song, 9 times out of 10, Chief James Craig is in the studio. Yes, yes. And welcome to the show, Chief.
Thank you, thank you.
Man, I tell you, a lot of violence in the streets of Avondale. And we've been trying to figure out some answers this morning. Now, we've had people call in. Some people say churches. Let's start with the churches. Are you talking to the ministers? Are they reaching out to you? What's going on there?
I haven't. I've had conversations with ministers in my time here. I'll tell you, I'm just going to be very transparent about this. We need more. You know, people come to me all the time and say, well, how can I help you? Well, we need help. We've launched a boot camp we talked about over in at Rothenburg Middle School. Very successful effort. Ask me how many of our clergy leaders have come out. Damon Lynch came out for one session. I was very happy about that. But that was it. With all the churches that we have, you know, when you talk about churches in our cities, we have people that go to church every Sunday who talk about the ills in our society. But what are we doing to give back?
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to change.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the boot camp, that's what I said. I said, you got to catch the young kids. You got to catch them before they hit the streets.
Absolutely.
Boot camp is the way. Now, you say you're moving to South Avondale with the boot
camp.
Oh,
I'm excited about South Avondale.
Okay.
In fact,
when does that start?
That starts in a couple of weeks. We've already met with the school. The school is ready, overjoyed about us coming over there and to start our effort. Couldn't happen at a better time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing we were talking off air about, and one thing I'm very concerned, it became very clear to me this weekend as I started to think about how we can abate the violence in Avondale. Citizens on patrol. There is no citizens
really?
On patrol.
Okay.
Now, if they're out there, we're not aware of it.
Okay.
The thing we need to do, this is a call for the community.
Because you look at College Hill, Westwood over
there. Oh, Westwood has a very active, when we did our community take back in Walnut Hills, you saw a lot of citizens on patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
were citizen volunteers from other parts
okay.
of the city.
I thought they were from Walnut Hill.
Oh, no,
but you said they were from other
parts.
Okay.
The bulk of the citizens on patrol came okay. from other parts of the city to support their neighbors.
Okay.
Which told me then mm-hmm. that this is a city of one. Even though we have 52 neighborhoods here, mm-hmm. everybody's concerned. And my call, I'm going to reach out, going to have Princess Davis, our coordinator for the effort, to reach out and see if we can get citizens on patrol from other neighbors to come into Avondale and work with us in getting an Avondale
you know,
presence
yeah,
started.
Right, right. The residents of Avondale need
I need the churches.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of the pulpit. Get out of the, you know, and let's put the work in. Let's
yeah.
roll our sleeves
yeah.
up. Because I must say, one of the things I'm disappointed about is just not enough anger out there. I got mm-hmm. I was very excited about a call I got this morning from Iris Rowley, certainly someone who's been, you know, active in this city for a while. She's angry,
mm-hmm.
as she should be. This has got to stop. You know, last night, 17-year-old young lady shot 5 times. The good news is it looks like, you know, she's going to survive. She's in critical condition. We had another 20-year-old shot in the back, serious condition. You know, I made a statement last week when we had our press conference with the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said enough is enough. I'm telling you, these gangsters, these violent predators that are in our neighborhoods, stand by. This is going to stop.
So you say the citizens on patrol is a key part.
That's one key.
Is one key.
One
okay.
key. I will tell you another thing that I'm launching. We're going to have officers on foot beat.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I got some grant money. I've had a conversation this morning with the district commander. We're going to have some officers on foot beats, on bikes. I'm moving some of my Safe Streets resources into the Avondale area. The 34 to 3500 block of Redding is going to look a lot different here mm-hmm. in the next 48 hours.
Really?
We are not messing around. And the good people, which always represents the majority of a neighborhood, I want them to come and stand and walk with us. I want them to come out and they can feel comfortable mm-hmm. and walk with
mm-hmm.
us. But to those who want to come in and destroy that neighborhood, you have got to go. You've got to go. You've got to leave.
Now, when you say walk with us, you want the citizens they can walk right along with the police officers.
They can walk right along with the police officers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking for them to walk
yeah.
in. Good church members,
mm-hmm.
they want to change their communities, they can walk with us.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to end. When are we going to get angry about it? What is it going to take to get someone's attention? You know, this reminds me of Los Angeles, 1983, when a second-year UCLA student got struck and killed by gunfire. That's when L.A. said, oh, my God, we have a gang problem in the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's when. But before that, you know, young minority boys and girls were being shot down in the streets of Los Angeles. But then it was a crisis, okay? And you still, look, here we are, what, 30 years later, and we still got gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
We do not want this madness in the city of Cincinnati.
Now, you think this is part of gang activity going on in
Avondale?
Do
I think? I know it. I'm not going to call them groups. It might be some individuals who involve themselves in crime. We have gangs. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They're not well organized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We will disrupt them. We are disrupting them. I'm very happy about our work that we put in
Walnut
Hill. Rhine.
And Walnut Hill.
Yeah. I mean, we have 100% reduction in homicide year to date in Over the Rhine area. We haven't had a homicide since September of last year.
In Over the Rhine.
And it's because of the work we did with our federal partners. It's because of the work we're doing with the community, with the business community. It's been a collaborative effort. We have to replicate that. And we'll replicate that in Avondale.
Now, do they have a citizens on patrol in Over the Rhine? Do they have anything like that there?
I don't think they have as much of a presence,
mm-hmm.
But we have a certainly a very active business community
mm-hmm.
that's very much involved in what goes on, which is
I've been
as
a
good.
Couple of places down there where they saw some activity going on. They right on the phone to the police and
right.
police walking up. You know, you do have beat cops down in Over the Rhine also.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. What was most disturbing, I was in that area late last week, and a young man came up to me and said, you know, Chief, you need to be careful. I said, I need to be careful. Careful for what reason? You know, I'm the police chief in this city, and I am not afraid. I'm from a couple of places that are probably a little more dangerous
mm-hmm.
Than Cincinnati, and I'm not moved. I'm not moved. I'm here to do the work mm-hmm. that we will do together. And for someone to come to me and say, I need to be careful.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you, the criminal element, the people that are the violent predators in our communities only represent a very small percentage. They're more good people. They know who they are. They're listening right now. I'm asking you to step up, be bold, be courageous, get involved. Enough is enough. What will it take? I'm tired of talking to parents. I had a very heartwarming call with the father mm-hmm. of the daughter who was shot coming out of that that store. What do I tell that father? What do I tell him? That we have a community that's... You know, well, this somebody told me, said, well, you know, Chief, this violence, this is just something that happens. Does that make it acceptable? Are we now a nation of communities that accepts the level of violence in our neighborhoods?
Now, what can if we call the citizens of Avondale to action to get this citizen on patrol together? What can we have a big meeting? Have Princess Davis there, or what do they need to do in Avondale?
But
what do you want them to do to get this thing moving?
Here's what I want. I do not want a group of people complaining.
Mm-hmm.
We complain enough. Let's change the way we think. Let's be promise keepers. Let's promise to each other that in our neighborhoods that there will be a safer place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk in the affirmative instead of in a way of problems. Let's talk about keeping promises that we won't see a 4-year-old little girl shot again, or we won't see a 21-year-old girl shot who may be paralyzed. Let's keep promises. Let's change our dialogue. Let's not complain. Well, police, what are you doing? Well, policing. We are the community. The community are the police. We work in partnership. This is just not a police issue.
Yeah, right.
Like you pointed out, off air and on air. How many churches do we have in Avondale?
Around 54, I believe.
And every church has a clergy leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling on the clergy leaders mm-hmm. in every church.
They've got deacons.
The deacons, stand up and be courageous.
We need to have some type of call to action meeting in Avondale. I'd like to.
And again,
get that
this call to action is not a call to complain.
Right. It's a call.
It's a call for solutions.
Okay.
What are we going to do different? How can we support our good community members? How do we support our police officers? What is it going to take?
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can get something together. I'll call Steve Reese and see if we can use. Well, that's in Bond Hill, Avondale. Maybe we can have a church. We'll get it together.
We got some churches. We got some pretty large churches.
Yeah, yeah. I can think of a couple right off my hand.
I know, you know, you have a large listener base.
Will you be there?
They need to be there.
Will you be there?
Oh, I got to be there.
Right, right. Okay.
I got to be there. I'm not going to send somebody, you know, I'm going to be there. Captain Isaac's going to be there. But I want it to be a meeting of solutions.
In the next 24.
If the decision is we need to get out. We need to be present, walking hand in hand. I remember in 1983 when we had a problem in the neighborhood with blatant sale of crack cocaine and shootings, mm-hmm. Young people being murdered. And I said, hey, I want to walk a footbeat. And I walked a footbeat, but I walked a footbeat with members from the community. We brought in clergy leaders. We brought in business leaders. And we walked together. We called the program STRAP. Stop the Rock, Assist Police. Stop the Rock, Assist Police. We've got to stop the killings, assist police. We've got to stop it. This is a call to action.
In the next 24 to 48 hours, we will have a location that will have a call to action meeting. I'll let you know where it will be.
Exactly.
And we'll do it, and we'll see how angry
are. I want them to come with solutions.
Solutions, yeah.
Chief.
Come with solutions.
I want to walk as a citizen on patrol.
That's what we need.
Chief,
how
can I support? Chief, I'm aware of the report, these incidents of violence. Mm-hmm. See, that's the key. Let's talk about that for a moment. This no snitching policy, madness. So whose neighborhood is it? Are we that afraid that we cannot talk confidentially to your police department? This is not James Craig's police department. Mm-hmm. It's not the mayor's city police department. This is the police department of the people. We represent 52 neighborhoods here. This is the call to action. It's got to stop.
A call to action, and we'll set that up in the next 24 to 48 hours. We want the people of Avondale to come out with solutions on how to fix the problem your neighborhood.
I'm going to call on our neighbors in some of the other neighborhoods, some of the citizens on patrol who have demonstrated in the past that they recognize that we are a team of one. It's more of us than it is these few. Mm-hmm. And my message to the few, and I'm on the wrong radio station. Now, some of the folks that are listening are the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk to your kids. If you know that your children are involved in violent criminal behavior, need to have a discussion with them.
Because they're not listening to this station. They're listening to the hip-hop station.
Well, I want to go over there.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get on that station now for three months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the holdup is. I need to just walk across the hall right now.
And do it. I will escort you over there.
We'll
get you in there.
We can play the hip-hop music. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But when are we going to do something? I'm talking to the parents. I'm talking to the aunts and uncles.
We need to take a break. We'll come back. Chief James Craig, Avondale, you need to get mad. You need to be upset.
Be mad about this.
All right, let's take a break.
Enough
we'll come
enough.
Back. 12:30. The Buzz.